This podcast is intended for adult audiences over the age of 18. It contains adult language and situations. The views, thoughts, and opinions expressed in this podcast belong solely to us, and not of any employer, organization, committee, or other group or individuals. This podcast is not intended to be taken as professional advice.
Welcome to the Swing Nation Podcast, a podcast by swingers, for swingers, where we look to educate others and push back on the negative stigmas and misconceptions associated with our lifestyle. Come with us and share our pineapple journey as we travel the globe, interview the experts, learn and grow together. Join the nation. So Lacey, people are asking, how do they get to go to a party or an event with us?
They check out swingersociety.net, you create a profile, you sign up for an event, and you come hang out with us. Super easy.
That's right. If you want to party with us and the other faces and names that you know from social media and TikTok, head on over to swingersociety.net.
Can't wait to see you there.
Sexual healthcare can be so much more than STI testing. WISP offers services like emergency contraception, help in delaying your period, UTI treatments, and so much more. They even have a product called the OMG cream that helps provide more fulfilling orgasms for women. WISP provides same-day prescriptions and can give you discreet treatment in the comfort and privacy of your own home. Check out the link in our show notes or go to hellowisp.com and use code SWING for 15% off.
Most people have unprotected oral sex, right? Be honest. Now think about your last STD test. Did your doctor tickle your throat with something that looked like a giant Q-tip? Probably not. Yet that's the only way to check for oral gonorrhea or chlamydia, which are often asymptomatic. You need a better doctor. You need shamelesscare.com. Use coupon code TSN at checkout.
Hey there, pineapple people, and welcome to the Swing Nation Podcast. We are your hosts, Northern Guy
and Southern Girl.
In today's episode, we have another rendition of our Tuesday Talks series.
We do.
Welcome to Tuesday Talks. Talking Tuesday. I don't know where I'm going with that.
Okay.
All right. So do you have a question for us?
I do. It's from Eli on Instagram, and he said, hello. Is there a difference between open relationship in marriage and swinger and a swinger couple? Thank you in advance.
Is there a difference between being in an open relationship and being a swinger? That's his question, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I think when we explain this, we might want to throw polyamory into the mix when we're doing explanations of terms. But go ahead. What do you got?
So I Googled open relationship because
You Googled something?
I did.
You researched it?
I am the expert here.
Look at you, little podcast prepper.
I know. So I was just really curious what an open relationship actually is because I personally don't consider you and I in an open relationship. So I wasn't sure like if I was right or wrong.
Okay.
So based on Google, it says an open relationship means having more than one romantic or sexual partner at a time. It's an arrangement that both parties agree is non-exclusive or non-monogamous as one or both parties engage in romantic or sexual activities outside of the relationship. The arrangement agreement aspect is key. So based on this, we're in an open marriage.
So by that definition that you just read, to me, that's like the definition of non-monogamy.
Yeah.
Like saying you're in an open relationship is basically the equivalent of saying you are non-monogamous.
Yes.
Now, I will say, I think that is the when I've looked into this before and researched, that is a textbook answer. And I think that is correct. So you, by that definition, you can exchange open relationship and being non-monogamous. It means the same thing.
Yeah. Yeah. According to that, but if I'm being honest, when I think of open relationship, I think of like wide open spaces.
Right. So in the lifestyle, in the swinger community, mm-hmm. when somebody says that they're in an open relationship, what do you think they mean by that?
I think less rules, more freedom. Mm-hmm. I think swingers, it's all based on boundaries, agreements. I don't like the word rules, but you could kind of put that in there. And that's kind of what keeps the relationship safe, if that makes sense. And to me, someone who is in an open marriage has less of that.
I agree. And from my understanding, so if we think back, when me and you first started dating, we essentially said we're going to be in an open relationship. And essentially what that meant to us, which is what I think most people, at least in the swinger community, think of when they say open, it's basically you can see and do and date people however you like. Mm-hmm. I can see and do things and date people however I like, but we are agreeing that me and you are in a relationship.
Yeah. To me, like swinging, you need prior authorization.
Right.
It's like, I need to come to you and be like, hey, I'm going to do this.
Right.
And you have to say, okay, and vice versa, you know, back and forth. And to me, in an open relationship, that is not there. Mm-hmm. But obviously, I'm wrong.
Right. And I guess, depending on where you put your rules and your boundaries, it could be what we're saying, yeah. And it could be different. So it is really confusing, but I think it's true. If, you know, in common practice, when you say open, that just assumes there's less boundaries in place. And I think the individuals are more autonomous in making decisions in an open relationship than they are necessarily in like a swinging or polyamorous relationship.
Well, I think like our monogamous journey, non-monogamous journey or swinging journey, it's very much like a partnership. Like everything is done together. We bounce ideas off each other. We kind of go back and forth on what we want to do, what we don't, who we like, who we don't. And to me, an open marriage or open relationship, it seems more singular.
Right.
Not so
right.
Like
a more group. Autonomous on the individual, not yeah. So much the partnership making decisions as they go together.
Yeah.
But I will say, I think even if you were in an open relationship, you could say, hey, we're going to do X, Y, and Z. But if we're going to do this one, we're going to talk about it first. You know, yeah. you can put those guardrails wherever you want, really, in any non-monogamous relationship, which is why these terms kind of all end up blurring together, I think.
Yeah.
Which is important because we've talked about this before. When somebody uses a term and says, oh, I am in an open relationship, you really, is the individual that they're talking to, need to kind of say, yeah. Okay, well, what does that mean to you?
Correct.
Because what you think they mean might not be what they actually mean.
Oh, and that goes for every aspect of everything.
Yeah,
in the
unicorn, lifestyle. Bull. I mean, you could go down the line. People have yes. different interpretations of what all those words mean.
And that's why when somebody says, I am this, and you say, what does that mean to you?
Right.
But you need to ask follow-up questions because what you think, they might think something completely different.
100%. Okay. So what I just gathered is an open relationship is non-monogamy. So yeah. What, I guess, if we're differentiating the two, what is swinging? How is that different from just non-monogamy?
Well, now I feel like we need to look up the definition of swinging and compare it to...
You can go ahead and do that real quick.
Okay, so I Googled what is a swinger.
Uh-huh.
It said swinging, sometimes called wife swapping, husband swapping, or partner swapping, is a sexual activity in which both swingers and partners in a committed relationship engage with others for recreational purposes.
Which I would disagree with that.
Yeah.
Because I don't think both partners have to engage, right? Like hot wife couples.
But I still think the husband is a part of the situation, right. Even if he's not actually engaging in the intercourse. I think he's still...
He's getting something from
He's engaging right. in yeah. some way. It's just not the actual penetration of the sex.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Oh, he likes the reclaiming.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he gets that part of it. It says swinging is a form of non-monogamy and is an open relationship.
Right. So you just learn. So swinging, by this definition, is a subculture of an open relationship of non-monogamy.
Do I think like having an open relationship like sounds kind of cool? Like I want to tell people that. Yeah. I'm like, yeah, I'm in an open marriage. We're really cool.
Because of this, you like that better because of the stigma that surrounds swinging.
Yeah.
Right. So you're saying open. And maybe that's why a lot of people use the word open and don't use the word swinging is because it doesn't have that same context that swinging has. But you know my stance on that. I want to fight for the word swinging because I think it represents us the most accurately. Okay. And then
I just want acceptance. I don't really care what you call it.
Now I know it's not in our he didn't ask what this meant, but what I think really the third tier here of of non-monogamy that gets talked about the most is polyamory.
Do you want an official definition of that?
Yeah, let's get an official definition of polyamory.
Okay, it says it is, okay, so polyamorous is characterized by or involved in a practice of engaging in multiple romantic and typical sexual relationships with the consent of all people involved.
So that says romantic and sexual?
Mm-hmm.
Right, which again, if you talk to some polyamorous people, I don't think it has to. Some polyamorous people are in romantic relationships, but that aren't sexual, and some are in sexual relationships that aren't romantic. It all kind of depends. But the common practice of polyamory is essentially saying feelings are okay, right? If you're mm-hmm. a polyamorous person, polyamory meaning many loves, you're okay with having multiple partners that are, you are actively seeking a loving relationship mm-hmm. with. That's kind of the common understanding of polyamory.
Yeah. Opposed to swingers who typically leave romance, feelings,
love
out. The table, right? It's more of a sexual situation.
Yeah. And I think, you know, I just recently found this sketch where they kind of explain the differences between the types of non-monogamy. And if you just kind of, I think this will help our listeners to help actually me a little bit to visualize what we're talking about here, right? So draw this picture in your head with me, Lacey, right?
Mm-hmm.
Draw almost like a, what would you call that? Like a tic-tac-toe box, but just a square, like an X, but a line.
What? I'm not doing
it. All right, hold on. This is going to help you visualize it, okay? Draw a straight line up and down, mm-hmm. right? And then draw a horizontal line.
Okay.
So you just made like a T, yeah. right? All right. On the top line, right, sexually open.
Mm-hmm.
Underneath, on the bottom of that vertical line, right, sexually closed.
Mm-hmm.
And then on that left to right line, on the left, we're doing emotionally closed. And on the right, we're doing emotionally open, right? So all of these, and what I mean by this is all these types of non-monogamous relationships, it's a combination of how sexually open you are and how emotionally open you are.
Yeah.
Right. And so like polyamory and open relationships, in my opinion, kind of fall into that. You're open to being an emotional connection and you're open to a sexual connection.
Mm-hmm.
So they kind of would fall in that top right box where the swinger lifestyle, you're sexually open, but you're emotionally closed. Right. So you're kind of that top left box. Monogamy, you're sexually closed and emotionally closed to anyone else besides your sexually closed and emotionally closed to anyone else besides your partner. So your bottom left. And really, I don't know what would fall like emotionally open, but sexually closed. There might be some polyamory people that don't have sex, but have emotional relationships. Mm-hmm. And that would be kind of, so I think all of these terms is kind of a blending of how sexually open you are and how emotionally open you are. And you kind of fall on this scale of non-monogamy, depending on where you fall. And the funny thing is, the more we talk to people about this, the more we even talk to each other about this, I think we learn how
how we all great
identify
it is.
As different things, but we all kind of dealing with the same stuff, right?
Because
me and you identify as swingers, but we are learning more and more as the years go by that we're okay with a little bit of feelings, right? Like, I don't want to move in, start a family, raise kids with other people, but we care about our friends. Like, mm-hmm. we genuinely care about our friends. Some of our friends, you could probably even say we love them. Mm-hmm. We love them in a way that most people love their friends, not in a way you'd love a partner mm-hmm. that you're seeking to spend the rest of your life with. But there still is an emotional connection there. So we are emotionally open to them. We just don't want to be in family with them.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, we don't want to be part of their family. We don't want to be part of their you know, primary relationships. But we're okay with some feelings.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, you know, the more you get into non-monogamy and these different types of non-monogamy, you'll realize there's a lot of similarities between all of them. We're kind of all in the same community. And I think that's important because I do think, you know, when we first started getting into the space, there kind of almost seemed to be like there's this rift between swingers and polyamory people. And like not everybody within the non-monogamous community was, you know, necessarily on the same page. But I think the more we learn about each other, the more we'll realize we're all in the same community.
Yeah. No, I totally agree.
I hope that didn't confuse you more and it helped answer your
question. Your graph
question.
Did confuse me.
Okay.
But it's okay. I see what you're... it makes sense what you were trying... I don't visualize the graph, mm-hmm. but it all makes sense.
Right. I think what we're all... we're all on a spectrum. We're all on a... Yeah. You're falling somewhere on that that between how open emotionally you are and yeah. how open sexually you are. You're going to fall somewhere on that scale. And really, depending on the individuals, I think, fall separately on that scale, regardless of how you identify.
Yeah. So basically, we're an open marriage.
We're in an open marriage, and we're half swinger, half poly.
That's not confusing. I don't know what the hell is. So, Eli, hopefully we didn't confuse you anymore. But yeah, that's our...
that's this week's Tuesday Talks.
Yeah, I hope we cleared up some confusion.
Clear as mud.
Yeah. Yeah, basically.
All right. Stay tuned for next Tuesday where we're trying to answer somebody else's question.
Yeah, and if you have a question, you're welcome to send us a DM on any of your social medias. It is hard for us to see all those. So if you would prefer to get it to us quicker, you can email us at theswingnation@gmail.com and we will hopefully pick it and read it off. We appreciate the email, so keep them coming.
All right. I think with that, in a world full of apples.
Be the pineapple.
Be the pineapple, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
If you've enjoyed our podcast and want to support us, leave a 5-star review wherever you're listening. If you want to see more of our content, you can find links to Snapchat, Twitter, Instagram, OnlyFans, and more in the show notes. Come join the conversation with us and other Swinger content creators on our Swinger Society Discord server. If you have questions or feedback, email them to us at theswingnation@gmail.com. Make sure you head on over to theswingnation.net and keep up to date on all things Swing Nation. We thank you so much for joining us, and we'll see you next time. Goodbye.